Master, master, we have a visitor.
And I'm a lesbian, I don't like nothing sweet.
You're listening to show number 38 of the Lesbian Mafia, and I'm guest host Nikki. I'll be filling in for Sandy tonight because she's not up to doing a show this week. And if you want to know the details as to why, check out her blog on thelesbianmafiacast.blogspot.com. Just to let you know, I recorded this intro about 3 times, and I call Sandy up all excited to play this intro for her, and she's screaming and yelling at me, "Who is this person? I don't know who this person is! Press stop! Press stop!" She's like a fucking Nazi. Sandy is the podcast Nazi. That's what she is. She thinks she's Fellini or something. I've been on the show before, and really, I'm honored to be asked to do this, and I'll be sharing some material that Sandy had lying around her hard drive from a few weeks ago. Some of it's including me, some of it's including other chat with Tash from Australia. It's a little unfinished and a little scattered, but she definitely wanted to post something for you guys. Sandy told me to, when I do the intro, to tell you a recent story. And the most recent story that I have to tell you all is, I bought 2 tickets for a friend and I to have dinner on a farm in Connecticut. And I'm thinking, this looks really cool, really interesting. And I look at the ad and it looks elegant and upscale. It has people wining and dining on a farm, on a vineyard. So my friend was like, yeah, let's go. So we went all excited. We went to dinner on a farm in Connecticut. We showed up about 1.5 hours late. We got out of our car and we were looking around and everyone's sitting on the lawn. And they're all prepared and they have blankets on the lawn. They have chairs. They set out tables watching the band. And me and my friend looked at each other like, what the hell is this? We didn't bring any chairs. We didn't bring any tables. We didn't bring anything. We didn't bring anything to sit on. We're like, where the hell are we going to sit? So she's like, I don't know. Let's go sit in the back someplace, you know, try and blend in. So we go, we're sitting in the back, we're trying blending in. We sit on the grass. Our asses get all bit up from mosquitoes. So now it's time to serve dinner. So there's a big, huge line. So now we're waiting online and someone calls us, you guys, come over here. You guys, you came late. We saw you come late. Where are you from? New York? So now everyone's staring at us. Oh, come on, skip everybody. They're up for seconds. So we go, we get our dinner. We sit down on the grass again. We're eating. It's a real farm. There's cows going by, chickens. There's a vineyard. And I said, yeah, some elegant, you know, dinner this was. So I'm telling Sandy. I said, Sandy, I thought this would be, you know, a nice, elegant dinner, beautiful scenery. And she called me a moron. And I said, what do I know? I'm from Brooklyn. I felt like I was in Alabama. And she called me a moron again. And then she said, you better be telling this on podcast. So I'm a promoter here in New York City, and I promote special events for women. And if you're from the area, or you'll be in the area, at the end of September, Friday, September 26th, it's our Shiny Disco Ball Party at Stay Lounge on the Lower East Side. Okay, so here we go.
What did you do? What did you do to the Georgians?
I'm making stab. You're not understanding my perfect English. I make stabbing with the knife. I stab them. Hello? Hello? I tell you, I make stabbing.
And how did you do it?
With my bare hands.
With your what?
With my bare hands. Your hand is on your arm, is the elbow connected to the femur, and then you're stabbing.
You're a very good singer.
Is elbow connected to the wrist bone, and the wrist bone connected to the rest of the hands, and I'm like stabbing the Georgians. This is what I do. This is my job title. I like stab the Georgians.
How did you apply for that job?
I did not apply, I just apply myself. Yeah, I apply myself my job. I get paid not much, but it's a really fun job, you know. It gives me something new to do every day. One day it might be women and children, but first I'm like raping the women because they just bloody poofed over there. They need to teach Georgians what real mean is like.
What?
I give the Georgian women real dick. You know, is here you Americans say real dick. I give it to them and I show them it's bad to be bloody poof. Very fun, you know. I mean, like, put slide in, you know, put a condom on. She didn't argue. Well, she does argue, but then I just hold a gun to the head and she just shut up.
Yeah, but then she's going to be half Georgian and half Russian.
Well, she has full Russian meat inside, you know.
Ew.
Next is the children. I show them here to my babies, you know.
Oh, yes.
But afterwards, I shoot them because I don't want Georgian babies. And then I wait for husband to come home, and I'm like, Ella, bang. When my pizza is coming, in the garlic bread. Don't forget the garlic bread.
You know, actually, we do deliver to Moscow.
Well, that's very good. You Americans know here to do something for once. am I calling New York pizza place?
Yes, it is. It is.
They got a special delivery for extra charge. I pay you good money.
Oh, yeah.
You do special delivery for extra charge to keep me company on lonely nights. Me, I kill my wife because she tell me she's Georgian. And I was like, why the fuck you lying to me all this time, bang?
Bang?
Yeah, bang, that sound gun, Mike. You know how it is in New York. You should know that. Let me make you feel at home, cha-ching, bang. My name is Vladimir Kruskov. Tell me something. Do you know Tyra Banks?
Yes, I do know Tyra Banks. How do you feel about her?
I feel very angry.
Why are you angry at Tyra Banks?
Because she's not responding my calls or my email. I'm like, I'm Russian. You like all kinds of people. I'm Russian. You should like me, and you should suck my dicks.
But if you tell Tyra that you have lots and lots of money, I'm sure she'll answer her telephone.
No, I don't have a lot of money. I have a lot of bullets. Yeah, I have a lot of machinery guns and the pistols, you know. I have a lot of that. I don't think she liked that one.
No.
I mean, I don't know where I am now. When my pizza comes?
Your pizza's on its way, my love. It's on its way.
Yes. You call me love. Oh, you like me very much, huh?
But of course, I love Russians.
For women.
Yes, they're very beautiful people, Russians.
Yes, these women especially. You know, me personally, I like, I be honest with you only. I might say, me hate the poofs, but sometimes I like to take it up the ass.
Let's go on with this quiz. So that you can prove to the world that Americans are stupid.
Is New Zealand a part of Australia?
No.
Good girl, bravo.
Okay, question number two, because I failed miserably at the first question. So, okay, go ahead.
Okay, let me think.
This is the dumb American quiz. We don't know anything about anybody else but ourselves, right? Is that what you're saying, that we're self-centered pricks?
Well, you didn't know we had states. You don't learn shit like that. At least we learn about other countries.
Yeah.
We haven't learned about America. Okay. I've got a question. Does Australia have forests?
Rainforests.
All right. Does Australia have any kind of forest? A rainforest?
Yes.
Oh, lucky. Okay, does Australia have snow?
Yeah. No.
Wait, no! It's called Parish of Blue! And Melbourne! And Canberra!
Tasmania.
Oh, yeah. We have snow.
So you have snow in Tasmania.
Three out of eight states. three.
So you have snow in Tasmania.
Yeah. And in Victoria, and in the ACT, and in some places in New South Wales.
Okay. Well, you told me that you didn't get any snow in Sydney.
Well, we don't in Sydney, but further in.
Okay.
For the
death. I'm suddenly very scared of the both of you. You sound like gang members.
All right, I've got another question.
Okay.
What is Australia's well-known landmark?
The Opera House? The Sydney Opera House?
Wrong again!
Wrong again!
Really?
Okay, so it sounds like there's some kind
of... Our landmark is the big, fat, ugly rock sitting in the middle of our country.
And what is it called?
Our landmark. Second largest exposed rock in the world.
Oh, really? And what is it called?
Uluru.
Uluru or Ayers Rock.
Ayers Rock is a, like, English settlement, and now they're actually the Aboriginals.
Yeah, that's the Aboriginal name.
No, Uluru.
Uluru is the Aboriginal
name. And now they've, like, renamed it Uluru Ayers Rock.
Okay. These are very interesting questions. Okay, what else you got for me? One more. I'll give you one more.
All right.
And I hope that you're keeping score.
Yeah, well, I am.
Sounds like there's some little bit of resentment for our ignorance of...
Yes, actually.
A little.
All right, I'll get another one and last one.
Okay.
Very easy question.
Okay.
What is Australia's leading airline?
Kiwi.
Kiwi! That's a fruit and a bird!
I thought there was Kiwi Airlines.
The leading airline of Australia, my love, is Qantas.
Qantas.
One of the best airlines in the world, you know. It is the best airline in the world.
Yeah, because it has no crashes.
Yeah.
American Airlines, they are kind of shit.
It doesn't have any crashes. Smarty pants.
Qantas, no, she said... She's teasing your literacy. No. Qantas has never, ever, in the record of it starting, has never had a crash.
Oh, okay. There is a Kiwi airline, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were like, Kiwi! And there you go.
And it's for...
Four wrong, two right.
But wait a minute. It's for New Zealand, so I wasn't that far off.
It's a different country.
Yeah, it is, I guess. But I wasn't...
The same. They're not the same.
I wasn't that far off.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay, Sandy. We feel for you.
I try. So you like fishing? You like to kill fish? You like taking the hook, and you like knowing that the hook goes through their little lip, their little chin? You like to...
What if I eat them?
You like to know that you're putting a hook through their little chin and then you drag them?
To survive.
Then you drag them through the water by a hook in their chin?
The salmon on your plate was made.
By a hook in their chin? And then you like to pull it up in the air by a hook in their chin? and then you stick that hook into a little worm?
They don't feel pain, worms. They have no pain sensors throughout their body.
How do you know that?
Because I know. There's no neurons. There's nothing. They don't even have a brain.
They have to have some kind of a brain.
Yeah, it's the size of a little teeny tiny thing. That's the only neuron in their body. Anyway, you want to get into a fight. That's what you want to do. You want to fight.
Imagine being dragged in the water by a hook through your chin. Would you like that? Would you like it?
How do you think the salmon on your plate was caught?
Salmon is not, it's not fish. It's just something that I eat.
How do you think the tilapia on your plate? How do you think the fillet, the white fish, how do you think all that fish and food you eat is caught?
It got to me through very friendly means. Maybe they were caught in a net, and they fell asleep, and then...
No, they suffer. They have no oxygen. They slip. They can't breathe. They suffocate in those nets. They're like cattle.
Maybe they fell asleep calmly.
You think that's nice, that they all suffocate and die together? Does that make you feel better? Should I go fishing on my boat with a net? Would that make you feel better?
Exactly. That's what I thought.
I don't know, but I'm getting very scared of you right now. Any of the fish that I have ever eaten have been, they've calmly fell asleep in the night. And they ended up at the fish market where I get my fish.
I don't think so. I think you just don't like the concept. I think you like all the work done for you. And I think these little crabs and lobsters are caught with these traps and nets. You think they want to be taken out of their habitat just to be eaten by us? You like steamed lobster, huh?
I prefer mine broiled.
That's nice.
No, it's nice what you do, that you want to put a hook through that thing and then drag it through the water. When I see those guys with their fishing reels at the water, you know what I want to do? I want to take the wire and I want to throw the hook and hook them in their eyelid.
It made my eyes get so big, I want to like take their fishing rod and go with them and go fishing. I love fishing.
Because you like to kill the fish?
No, because I like to eat it and cook. I only go if I'm going to like cook what I catch.
You don't have $25 to buy yourself fish? Goodbye. Savage. Do you wear like a fur, you know what I'm talking about? Do you walk around with a bat in your other hand?
Yeah. I beat my wife.
Yeah.
And you get out of control.
Yeah.
I beat them.
And you drag them by their hair.
Yeah. 2000 BC.
Yeah, you're a Neanderthal.
No. Oh, stop it, the Neanderthal. You're so dramatic. God, you're worse.
You like to kill.
You eat hamburgers?
Because you're a killer. I don't eat hamburgers. I don't eat hamburgers.
Yeah.
I haven't had a hamburger since, I don't know, 1980. That's not true. That's not true because I have cheated and I have had Burger King in the past couple of years.
Yeah. Do you eat veal?
No. Oh, my God. No.
You don't?
No, and I love veal.
I love it.
No, I love red meat. I'm not even going to, you know, try to act like I don't. But I do have a steak like once a month because I just feel, you know, I just feel like I should.
You know how that poor little...
But I do eat chicken. Isn't that awful? Poor thing. Those filthy...
Yeah.
God knows what I'm eating, all those hormones.
Me, Mike.
Okay, Barbara Walters, thank you. Wait. Say it again. What's the saying that the doctors say? And who says this saying? It's the doctors, or is it the nurses, or is it the new doctors or the old doctors? Who made up that saying?
No, it was really new nurses... Sweep the floors clean, but the old ones know how to cut the corners.
And you were saying that for doctors?
Yeah, because you said the doctors, you know, some of them, they're really, really bright. Which they are. It's like they're like walking bookworms, but they have no common sense, you know?
Yeah, some of them are really sharp, you know? But...
Some sweep the floors clean.
I don't really understand that saying. I don't get it. Like, why would you associate janitorial skills with medical? I don't really get that.
Got it from... Well, because you know how to cut corners.
Some doctors like to sweep the floor clean. But other doctors like to change the sheets. Yeah, some doctors like to sweep the floor clean, but the old doctors, they like to dust the shades. New doctors like to sweep the floor clean, but the old doctors, they like to polish the furniture.
Well, this is why I will never work 4 nights in a row again. I'm not doing it to myself.
12-hour shifts. Well, that's because that's because the new nurses, they like to sweep the floor clean. But the old nurses, they prefer to mop. I don't get that saying. But I don't really even understand what that means, cuts the corners. What corners are you cutting?
I knew I was in trouble because whenever I say something that doesn't really make sense.
And you say it anyway?
I snorted it.
I know. Some doctors, they like to sweep the floor clean. And the others, they like to take the curtains down and do a wash. Some doctors like to, the new doctors like to sweep the floor clean.
And the other ones like to lick it.
They like to lick the corners. The old doctors like to sweep the floor clean. The new doctors, sometimes they like to go home and walk their dogs instead.
But you know what? Because a nurse said it to me once, and it made her patience at the time.
The new...
Well, yeah. But
the new doctors like, sweep the floor clean, but the old doctors like to clean the corners.
No, because you have to understand something. In nursing, a lot of people, the new nurses, it's like they could... Their memories are sharper, they're out of school, they, you know... And an old nurse, they know just as much, but they know shortcuts. Hello?
Yes. The old doctors like to sweep the floor clean, but the new doctors, they like to change the light bulbs.
Oh, look, a guy sweeping the floor. What's that saying? Someone, you could sweep the floor clean, but someone else knows how to cut the corners?
Where?
Oh, he doesn't know. You know?
No.
Okay. All right.
Who is that?
Some guy sweeping the floor. I know.
So the sweeper didn't know what, not even the sweeper knew what your statement meant.
I don't think the sweeper spoke English.
So I just want to thank you all for listening. It's been really fun, and I hope I could do this again sometime under much better circumstances. So we're sending warm thoughts to Sandy, and she will be back for the next show. And you could add her on MySpace at myspace.com/TheLesbianMafiaCast. Okay.
I'll be back.
Please, Mama, can't you see I've always tried to please? I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along. But I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. No complaints from Lou Diamond Phillips' wife. As I'm a lesbian, I'd rather be with Jane than Dick. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, a penis doesn't do the trick. When we go in for 69, I know hers is the same as mine.
When does cheerleading practice start? Hey there, cutie.